What my mind sees is what I have in my heart. What my mind sees, I have in my heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the Instant Illumination. What my mind sees is what I have in my heart. When I go to sleep at night, I dream dreams, beautiful dreams, dreams about happiness, dreams about joy, dreams of things that are glorious and good in my world. I'm the creator of my world, and I'm the creator of my dreams, and I'm the creator of everything that goes on, and it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. But that is my choice. That is my choice. Now, how do I go to bed at night and dream beautiful dreams? Or feel beautiful thoughts? Or feel beautiful ideas about myself? Well, I go to bed with these thoughts in my mind. I am the pure white light of love. All my world is good and very good. I live in peace. I am peace. All about me is peace. And as I speak these words, a certain quietness surrounds my being, and my mind delights in all the possibilities and all the references of peace and all the ways that peace is manifesting in my world. I look at the wind that was blowing in the afternoon, and when I said peace, the wind just sort of calmed down and was peace. I saw a beautiful little snake crawling across the path as I was climbing up the mountain. And I looked down at him and I said, peace, my friend, peace. And the little fellow looked at me and was at peace. And then along comes my raging tiger prince, my wonderful Rex. And he didn't see the snake, nor did he see anything, but his enthusiasm caused the snake to feel, whoops, there's a little insecurity here for me. I think I'll go and slide under this rock. And in a moment, he was gone. Now, Rex never saw him, never knew him, but his enthusiasm sort of made the fellow feel a little insecure. And this is what happens to all of us. We feel the vibrations and the enthusiasm of others in our world, and we feel a little insecure. And this insecurity makes us feel that our world is not as perfect in divine order as it can be. And that's why it's so important for us to surround ourselves with our peace, to surround ourselves with the relaxation of love and right action, to let go and let all that is divine, all that is good, and all that is fantastic be the only thing that makes any difference for us. And as we do this, we feel a magnificent feeling. We feel good in every possible way. We feel just wonderful. As we do this, we feel peace. As we do this, everything in our world just sort of becomes mellow. And when it's time for us to close our eyes and go to sleep, we instantly fall asleep and we instantly drop off into our world of wonderful dreams and imagination. Our wonderful world of love and peace and harmony. Some people have the tendency to listen to the late news and watch television of the various shows that they have on and feel very excited about all these things. And then they wonder why their lives and their bodies are sort of filled with excitement when they want peace. When the Zen Buddhists want to go into meditation, they go into a state of consciousness of peace. They relax. They relax. They stay alert. They sit up straight so that they remain alert, but they relax, and they let every cell of their body become peace. When any other person who wants to meditate, wants to get into that state of meditation, they too relax. Now, their relaxation may be a little different style than the Zen. It may be a different style than the various other methods that are known to us and practiced by us. But when I say peace, peace, peace to myself. I enter into that wonderful attitude of peace. And I am illumined in that attitude of peace, and I am uplifted in that attitude of peace. And in that attitude of peace, everything is in divine order. Everything is functioning at its highest and best. Everything is just wonderful. And I feel just wonderful being there. As you enter into the field of illumination, as you enter into the field of listening to the divine within, think very carefully of what it means to be there. What it means to be there is to let go and let the wisdom, the imagination, the illumination that flows from within, from the very heart of our being, into the world around us, making us feel as though we have just awakened to a state of bliss that we had never known before. This is the magic of illumination. And our instant illumination takes place when we take time to listen within and be quiet and be at peace. And as we are quiet and at peace, every doorway opens for us for that illumination and wonderment of who and what we are. Think on these things. They're pretty wonderful. And have a wonderful, wonderful day, being the illumined person that you really are. I know that's what I'm doing. I love you. I love you. I love you.